good evening. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. Across Israel, the weather remains pleasant this evening. In Tel Aviv, skies are clear, making it an ideal night for a stroll. Jerusalem is enjoying a cool breeze, while Haifa is experiencing a mild evening, perfect for being outside. Here are today's headlines. First, from Israel Hayom, just in, Prime Minister Netanyahu stated that the Iranian regime is fighting for its life and could be overthrown soon. Also, from the Jerusalem Post, earlier this hour, new details have emerged about clashes that halted a planned operation against Hezbollah shortly after October 7th. Also this hour, Ynet reports that Iran has warned the United States of major retaliation if Israel advances on a Hezbollah-held ridge in Lebanon. Separately, according to the Times of Israel earlier this hour, Prime Minister Netanyahu was seen nodding and smiling as yeshiva students sang a song about vengeance on Palestinians. And finally, from I-24 News earlier today, Iran has issued a warning to the United States against an Israeli offensive on a Hezbollah-controlled ridge in Lebanon. Here's what people are saying online. OSINT 613, an open-source intelligence analyst, posted earlier that Iran's foreign ministry claims U.S. sanctions threaten international law. Aaron David Miller, a Middle East analyst, commented earlier today on a Wall Street Journal story, highlighting the arrogance of great powers who underestimate their adversaries. Hen Mazig, an Israeli activist, broke the news that Hakeem Jeffries, a top Democrat, condemned anti-Semitism, specifically calling out Hassan Piker on CNN. Let's go deeper into these stories, starting with Prime Minister Netanyahu's remarks about Iran, reported by Israel Hayom. He described the Iranian regime as weaker than ever during a toast with the General Staff Forum. Netanyahu's comments suggest he believes regime change in Tehran is within reach. This stance may affect Israel's strategic decisions in the region. Turning to the Jerusalem Post's exclusive on the halted operation against Hezbollah, the report reveals disputes among Israeli military analysts and decision makers. These clashes reportedly influenced the decision to stop the operation. This raises questions about Israel's military strategy and cohesion. Meanwhile, Ynet's report on Iran's warning to the U.S. adds another layer of tension. The report suggests that Iranian Revolutionary Guard officers might be with Hezbollah forces. This complicates Israel's considerations for a potential ground assault in Lebanon. The situation could escalate quickly, drawing in more regional players. On a different note, the Times of Israel captured a moment involving Netanyahu at a Sderot yeshiva. Students sang a song linked to far-right ideologies as the prime minister looked on. This incident may fuel further debate over Netanyahu's political alliances and their impact on Israeli-Palestinian relations. And finally, the warning from Iran, covered by I-24 News, underscores the fragile situation in Lebanon. Tehran's message to Washington underscores the potential for broader conflict. The international community watches closely, as any escalation could have far-reaching consequences. Turning to business and markets. First, from CTEC, LivePerson, once valued at $4.7 billion, has agreed to a $43 million sale to SoundHound. This marks the end of its journey as an independent company after a dramatic fall in market value. Separately, Walla Business reports on Israel's privatized desalination facilities struggling due to algae-induced turbidity. This issue affected water supply for agriculture and gardening, highlighting vulnerabilities in privatized infrastructure. And finally, from Globes, PayPal is laying off 70 employees in Israel. This reduction is part of a global effort to streamline operations, impacting nearly 25% of the local workforce. That's your Israel 18 News update for evening. We'll be back with more at 9 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.